USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The western United States is bracing for another major heat wave this weekend. Triple-digit temperatures are expected across the Mountain West and into Canada starting on Saturday, with record highs possible through Monday in parts of Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming. Forecasters saying daytime highs will be 30 degrees above average for mid-July and could contribute to the spreading of wildfires in the west. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott isn't backing down in his fight with Democrats who have left the state and are not doing their job in protest of a voting bill.
They can stay away as long as they want. I will continue calling special session after special session, so they can run, but they cannot hide.
The Democrats flew on a chartered plane to Washington, D.C. to stop the measure from advancing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
The White House continuing to look for ways to fight vaccine hesitancy.
The United States government is now in the business of fact-checking over at Facebook. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki at the lectern.
We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals to connect to connected medical experts who are popular with their audiences with accurate information and boost trusted content. So we're helping get trusted content out there. We also created the COVID community core to get factual information into the hands of local messengers.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Inflation worries are putting a dent in consumer confidence. The University of Michigan's preliminary July readings on consumer sentiment fell to its lowest level in 5 months. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After President Joe Biden reached an agreement with a bipartisan group of senators on an infrastructure plan, many Democrats criticized how the deal cut out many care economy measures like elder care and affordable housing. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doubling down on those criticisms, promising that progressives will tank the deal unless a separate bill full of care economy measures makes a cut as well. All this as former Chief of Staff for President Donald Trump, Mark Meadows, saying he's not sure if an infrastructure bill will get passed.
Well, here's the interesting thing. AOC and their progressive caucus has never stopped anything in Washington, D.C. They talk a lot, but they actually don't stop anything. I've been somebody, when I was a member of Congress, as you know, we used the leverage of a small caucus to make sure that we kept fiscal restraint and fiscal accountability there. I don't see it working the other way. I can tell you a lot of those negotiations happening just two blocks from where I am right now will fall apart, and they need to fall apart. We do not need additional federal spending. We don't need $3.5 trillion. We don't even need a trillion of the way that they're going to try to spend it, because it will not hit the economy. It's up in the big cities. So if you're a rural senator like Manchin and Sinema, that money actually won't get to the roads and infrastructure that we're talking about.
That audio, courtesy of Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.